We welcome Masconomet boys soccer coach Jared Scarpacci with us. Jared, welcome. Thanks for coming back with us.
You bet. Thanks for having me again.
All right, you guys. You are at 10-1 on the season at Masco Soccer. You've got Gloucester coming up on Wednesday afternoon at home at 4 o'clock. And so, Jared, I guess a quick note from you on this team and what you've been able to accomplish, and where do you think this team is right now?
We are it's a great question. We've yet to have a full team yet. We've been struck with injury and illness have been a major part of, unfortunately, the whole year. We've been hit with the flu virus and thing like that. So I'd like to believe we're coming out of it at some point. But they're still working hard in practice, and we're getting it through. We're grinding through.
Well, with those kinds of illnesses and injuries, I think a lot of teams would like to have what you have, but the success. But I know what you're saying, and so on. So, all right. So, tell me about some big games. Now, your one loss. I don't want to just dwell on the one loss, but it's to St. John's Prep, and they are a very good team here this year in 2022. But you had games, if I'm not mistaken, against Andover and North Andover, right? These are great soccer teams and powers and so.
Yep, those are scrimmages.
Okay.
Those were scrimmages in the preseason, and they were good teams. We were on the losing end of those. Close games. I think it was a tie against North Andover and a loss against Andover, possibly. But we're a very young team, and I think that showed in our first couple games. And we're getting some age as the season goes on, which is good.
Yeah, tell me about that. Yeah, yeah.
We graduated 12 last year seniors, two transfers and one moved to Texas out. So you know we kind of lost 15 out of that. So we only really had 7 returners, and the rest are young guys, a lot of sophomores, and a lot of juniors, first time varsity juniors, and. And these guys are kind of learning the speed of play and learning kind of some of the physicality that goes along with it in really our Masco style of play, too. So it's some of that's been part of this learning curve that's been going on. And fortunately enough, we've got some great leadership on the team and a great team culture that they've kind of caught on, and they're grinding out some games.
Well, with all of this you're mentioning, this is quite remarkable to be 10-1 at this point, to be quite honest with you, yeah.
There's no question that I am, if somebody told me I would be 10-1 in the first week in October, I'm not sure I would go with that either. But, you know, these guys have really stepped up, you know.
All right, drop some names for me of your players that have stepped up for you this year so far.
Well, I have to mention the three captains for sure. There's no question. Christian Schaefer, Stevie Ralph, and Jason Karras. They were starters last year on last year's incredible team, and they've really committed to the whole program. And they're that leadership that I've talked to you about. That's outstanding out there. So those guys have really stepped up. And then some youth. A kid named Jack Fiedler, as a sophomore, has been doing great in there. Another kid named Andrew Vonner in the back has done really well. He's a junior. Ara Scarpacci, he's my son. He's done really well up top. Aiden Collarin, a sophomore, has done really well. And Tennant Bryson, another sophomore, has done really, really well. And Marco Russo, who is our goalie, who's a junior, you know, not many people got to see him because we had Kevin, who's playing at Endicott today, now Endicott College, who was a senior, who was just lights out. Marco's done outstanding. You know, he was our backup last year, but he's one of the best goalies in the league.
If you were to look at the strengths of your team, and when you got your attackers, you got midfield and back deep on defense and so on, is it balanced? Is there a strength somewhere on your team?
I've never really had to think about that. I think we're balanced is pretty much what it is. We play at a consistent level, which I think is pretty solid. I think if there's one thing is we're not as deep as we have been in the past when it comes to game changers coming off the sideline and changing the game. But you know, there's still some quality there for sure. For sure, yeah. I think that's what I'd say. Our strength is just the overall consistency of each position, for sure.
Fair enough. The league. Give me a note on the Northeastern Conference as you see it this year.
Very competitive. I mean, obviously, Peabody is a very strong team. Beverly is a very strong team, and Gloucester is a very strong team. And I get to play Gloucester. I played the others. For sure. I found Danvers and Marblehead to be very consistent and competitive, for sure. I thought that they were strong programs. Saugus and Salem, I think in tradition, I mean, I'm still new here, haven't been the strongest programs. I thought this year that they made great strides in becoming very competitive.
Yeah, I've looked at some scores. I totally agree with you on the Salem. I haven't seen the Saugus scores as much, but you're right about the Salem score for sure. Yeah.
Yeah. No, absolutely. We've played them both, and you know, they were grind out games for us, and you know, they're a good program. I found the league is very, it's very competitive across the board. I do. Very competitive, and I think so is the, you know, the Cape. I always follow the Cape Ann League too, because that's sort of where we've always been, and the league there is the same, and you can kind of see a lot of the crossover games.
All right, let me ask you about the Gloucester game. So we're recording this on Tuesday night, and we'll pop it right up right away. And so on Wednesday, tomorrow, as you will, tell me about the Gloucester game at your place at 4:00.
I think it's a big game. It was a big game last year. I think we won 2-1. I'm not, if I'm mistaken, or 1-0. I could be wrong on that. They graduated some real Colello there, some real guns for sure. But they've got some kids coming back that I think are really strong. I don't want to butcher his last name. You might know him. Is it Palacios or something like that? He's scoring a lot of goals. They got Paoni up there too. They got some really strong players, so I think it's going to be a really good game. They're very well coached. The coach is outstanding. I think they're just as good, and they had a great run in the States. I know they're in a different division than we're in, but whoever was going to bump into them, I think they don't want to, for sure.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, it sounds like a great afternoon tomorrow, Jared. I mean, people could watch the game and then shoot to the Topsfield Fair right out the road there. You know, come on.
Absolutely. The fair will be open.
Hey, I got to ask you one last question, and on a serious note. But when I was covering sports many years ago for WESX, one guy that I, you know, was in phone contact with and in person sometimes was the legendary Len Emmons, the boys soccer coach at Masconomet, who passed away this past summer. You know, you're around the program now. What did he mean to the program? I mean, he was really the one of the real pioneers of North Shore soccer, and in particular in the Cape Ann League for sure.
Yeah, so I'm glad you mentioned and asked that question. Lenny, by all means, is the father of Masconomet soccer. The coaches before me, and it started with Lenny, on the back of all of our practice shirts is a slogan called the Tradition of Excellence, which, you know, is excellence in the classroom, it's excellence character, it's excellence soccer. And that all started with Lenny Emmons. That'll be on the shirt forever, I believe, past my time. And that's really part of his legacy is that tradition of excellence that he's just, you know, when you wear that, you have to carry yourself in a certain way. And Lenny himself, I had the luxury of working with Lenny. He was a guidance department head when I was hired there to teach history. So he was an incredible person to the Masconomet community. And the soccer program, it's his. It's still his. In my eyes, and there's no question. We've we've named awards after him, and we hope that there's more to come for his legacy to really never be forgotten in the Masco community, for sure, you know, I think in the future. So he's meant a lot to all of us.
Yeah, when you talk about soccer programs, I mean, you know, over the years you hear about, you know, a Lincoln Sudbury and Andover and so on. But right there is Masco, you know, right at the top of the hill looking out, looking down for sure, Masco soccer. Yeah.
100%. And Lenny, and that is all Lenny Emmons, you know, 500-plus wins. We could go on in what he's done as far as those accolades. But he was also... you know, an incredible person, and, you know, what was great was the celebration of life this summer. The amount of people that came to pay his respects, I think, speaks for the type of person that he was. It was a line out the door, and rightfully so, full of former players, full of opposing coaches, you know, and obviously family and friends. So it was great. It was great to see.
Yeah. Well, Jared, thanks so much for sharing some insight on that. You know, a little closer, obviously, than the rest of us are. So great information there. Jared, anything else to share with us on your Masco team as a final parting shot, if you will?
No, I know. We're having a real exciting season, and we're just hoping to get healthy and continue at some point.
All right. Well, good luck. I'm sure the league is hoping that you feel better out there in Masco.
Yeah.
But, Jared, thanks so much for joining us. Best of luck the rest of the way, and hopefully we can talk again soon.
You bet. Thank you.
Yep. Jared Scarpacci, the boys soccer coach at Masconomet here on MSO Newsports.com.